Hello, Robert Morris. Welcome to a brand new episode of Pittsburgh's News with Ryan Charles. I'm Ryan Jacoby.
And I'm Charles Stockhausen. I didn't know it was 4 o'clock.
Charles, you know the drill. Whenever 4 o'clock hits, we get going.
Yeah, I'm sorry. And you really spooked me. I apologize for my language, everyone who doesn't listen.
That's all right. But today, we actually have a couple guests. Guys, do you want to take a chance to introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Day. And I like you.
Thanks.
Good. I like
it. Hello, I'm Devin Lee. I'm a freshman on campus.
Okay.
Did you lose your momentum, bud?
No, it's Mike Shirley.
Oh, okay. Come on. Let's go. First half. Right. What's our sponsor this week?
It is actually your hair, Charles.
What's my hair?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you to My Hair for sponsoring this episode of Pittsburgh News with Ryan Charles. If you need to get my hair, please don't, because that's weird if you sneak into my bedroom and you snip a piece off. However, if you really want it, I can probably shave it. The sides grow back really fast.
My free trial is still okay, though.
And you have
yeah.
a
30 days.
Didn't you have like a little green strip in your hair earlier this year?
I did, yeah. That left, it faded out. I'm kind of sad about it. I want to do the whole top green, but I'm not too sure about that. What do you guys think? Top hair green?
I can kind of see like the green at the top. It was giving me like a bit of like a jalapeno feel.
Jalapeno? Oh, yeah. All right. I like spicy. So.
I think you should do some green at the top.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some in the beard.
Beard? Oh, wow. See, I've never thought about that because I've never really considered this a beard. So, like, I usually just consider the scruff. So maybe I could feel it. I've always wanted to try this.
You know, that actually would be very good, Charles, especially since Christmas is coming up.
Right. I could just be the good old young Santa Claus.
Or
the,
like one of those, like, jalapeno Cheeto bags.
Yeah, it could be that, too. I think that's better.
Yep.
Lot less standards to live up to.
All right, well, let's get into our first event. It is the Mavericks' Hey, Merry Christmas Tour.
All right, yeah, go ahead. What's the Mavericks and stuff?
Yep. It is the genre-defined Mavericks are putting their own twist on the holidays. In support of their upcoming album, Hey, Merry Christmas, the Mavericks are bringing holiday cheer to theaters across the country. The category-defined approach has been a unique hallmark of the Mavericks' sound since the band's top 20 hits on the country charts. Join us for a new Christmas tradition the whole family will enjoy. And that is November 28th, so that's tomorrow at 8 p.m. to 1 p.m. So it's going to go into the morning.
The afternoon.
Or the afternoon.
The afternoon, a.m. to the morning.
Yeah. It's at the Byam Theater, 101 6th Street, Pittsburgh, PA, 15222. The website is trustarts.org, so you guys can go get some more information on that for the Hey, Merry Christmas Tour by the Mavericks.
And what day is that again?
It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, is it?
Yeah. We're really bad with timing.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
What's the deal with all of this? Everybody's just skipping Thanksgiving, okay?
Oh, that's true, too. Yeah, yeah.
100%.
My went to my grandmother's house, and she had the tree up the day before Thanksgiving, asking the family to decorate it.
Yeah. That's,
I mean, like, season's greetings, okay?
Yeah, but that's a bit too soon, I'd say, too.
Yeah,
I mean, like, I understood, because, like, I was up in New York with my girlfriend for Thanksgiving, and, like, as soon as we got in the car to go to Thanksgiving dinner, she was like, I want to play Christmas music. No. I mean, I can understand maybe after Thanksgiving dinner. You know, that could be okay. That could be acceptable. But not before. Like, you gotta have turkey in you before you can celebrate Christmas, I feel.
I'm actually kind of jealous of you all. My girlfriend wants to play his K-pop anymore.
Oh, wow. All right, I'm sorry. I was through that in middle school whenever all my friends were into it, and I was like, I don't like it.
Yeah, happy holidays to me. I get to listen to Merry Christmas by BTS.
Ooh, wow, schnazzy.
Wow.
Never heard of that one.
Neither have I, actually. I'm just going to assume that it's, like, not great.
Yeah, no, it's fake.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
All right, Charles, you want to explain the next event, please?
Sure, we got 21 Plus Night Game Night on November 30th, 6 to 10 p.m., and how many days away is that? Is that 2 days or 1 day?
3 days.
3 days. Wow, that's a good amount of time, Ryan. Usually only give people 3 hours. Carnegie Science Center, Allegheny 1 Avenue, Pittsburgh 15212, and you can go to the Carnegie website for that. Learn how to play craps, blackjack, poker, and more as you discover the science of gaming. So they're going to teach you how to count cards and cheat at casinos. That's what they're saying. Plus, enjoy cash bars, 4 floors of exhibit exploration, and live music. 21 Plus Nights are sponsored by Triv Live, Green Mountain Energy, which you should get your energy provider because they're green. Miller Lite, Full Pint, and Dos Equis. Wow, that's a lot of beer. Admission is $15 in advance online and $20 at the door. Not too bad, if I'd say so myself.
We have an unexpected guest coming in. We have Mr. Logan Carney.
Oh, wow, Logan, hi, how you doing?
Yes.
You wanna get in here?
Yeah.
Right here. All right, Logan, what you gotta say?
Added 2 new hosts.
What?
Sure, yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of chairs or out of microphones, rather.
Be here long. Yeah. what's the next one? I'll do the next
We're talking about craps and gambling. How do you feel about that?
Craps and gambling. Well, yeah. I'm going to the casino on my birthday, December 15th.
What?
Blow away all my money. I already got the plan.
Hey, yeah. I usually don't like to gamble when I'm on the toilet, so.
All right.
Glad we have another dry humor guy in the house.
Yep. Yeah, my 21st is actually a few months away, so
You clearly can't do this. All right, we're going to talk about Logan's 21st, okay?
All right.
He is closer to gambling, all right?
Hey, I got still a couple months.
Yeah, exactly. So shh.
All right.
All right, so out of those, Ryan, though, which one? Craps, blackjack, or poker?
I go blackjack.
Yeah? You count cards, too?
Yeah.
You count cards. You're going to admit that.
Yeah, I count cards.
Thanks, man.
Wow. Yep.
How do you count them?
Yeah. What's like the formula here?
Yeah, he's probably lying. I can't even count that high.
Yeah. Seriously, I mean, 13, that's pretty far, man.
52 cards in a deck.
Okay.
It's 13 at a time.
Okay.
You asked me how I count them.
Okay, I don't do it. Apparently, you have it down pat. Do either of you know how to count cards? Yes, no?
I honestly have no idea.
Okay.
I'll be honest.
I'm a rival. I counted with the Jackson.
Oh. All right. Well.
Oh, that was Mr. Logan Carney.
Yeah. So for me personally, I prefer poker. You know, a lot less likely to count cards. And
Like poker or blackjack.
Is much different than blackjack. Like I said, I prefer poker. You prefer blackjack. Okay.
I played blackjack before, but I've never played poker.
I would hope so. You said that you like it. So
yeah,
there's just going to be a whole concert thing where he said, I really like A Day to Remember, and I really liked being at their concert. He has never been to A Day to Remember concert. And then we went around in circles like that for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So
you guys are like, are like out there like really nice or as dumb as me, because I accidentally said I count the decks with the jacks in it, and the jacks are in the decks. So.
Yeah. Okay. Jokers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, whatever. I mean, if you're counting the jacks too, that's good. I mean, if you forgot four cards, that'd be weird.
It's true.
Just go from 10 to queen.
It'd be 40, yep. It'd be 48.
Yeah, that's just a weird number.
It is a weird number.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't like 48. 42 though. That's a quality number.
Don't even start with 42.
Answer to life, everybody.
Yep.
So speaking about the answer of life, let's talk about 105.9. The X's Kickbuck Christmas, the Struts at the Stage E. Again, talking about Christmas too soon.
How is it?
Because you got to be out in November, Ryan. You got to be out in November.
No, I don't. You got to be past Thanksgiving.
Out of November or past Thanksgiving?
Well,
look, no harshness will come upon you.
Well, the Christmas event is tomorrow.
The Christmas event is tomorrow. Okay, so tomorrow then is the acceptable date.
Tomorrow, everything's just happened tomorrow.
That's fine.
Yeah. I personally think that everything should happen from December 1st on.
Okay, so you just give it its own month.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. I feel that. I appreciate it. And then Thanksgiving gets the whole month of November, and then October gets the whole month of Halloween. Mm-hmm. Or Halloween gets the whole month of October. So I feel like each month should just have its own holiday.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, January has New Year's.
Exactly.
February is Valentine's Day.
There you get a whole month for Valentine's Day. Who wouldn't love that?
March is St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, again.
Technically, like, each month already does. It's just like I said, all the months are being taken over by other months.
It's true. All right, well, look, we gotta put a foot down and take our months back.
Yeah.
That's what we gotta do.
Yep.
Or again, just celebrate the whole month, you know, so that way there's no room for another month to come in and be like, hey, I want your month. And be like, no, all right.
I swear if I see the leaves fall before they change color one more time, I'm going to lose my mind.
We're going to have to take out with Mother Nature. That may be a bit longer of a case, but, you know, I'm willing to stand by you.
I'll find some way to.
All right. More about this event. It is December 1st, 6 to 10 p.m., Stage AE, 400 North Shore Drive. It's in Pittsburgh. So now you can go ho, hold on to something, because it is time for the wild shows of the holidays. 105.9 is the X's Kick Butt Christmas. This year, the annual festive rock out features live music from the Struts, Glorious Sons, the Blue Stones, and Gene the Werewolf.
I'm just really curious. Why is everything French?
I don't know. I feel like the best person to deliver this event would probably be Macho Man Randy Savage.
I can see that.
Sub Dale to X Kick Butt Christmas.
Yep, and they'll be decking the halls of Stage AE with some seriously good rock and roll.
Oh. Wow. Gee, I would like. Wow, I feel funny in the pants from that. That's wow.
The whew. Rock and roll.
Yeah, your vernacular there was just superb.
It is now sensual hour.
Yeah. now we're just going to whisper into the mics for some ASMR.
Yep. So what do you guys think about this?
What a general question.
Yeah, I quite enjoy it.
Yeah, you quite enjoy it? Yeah, you going for some kip buck?
Gotta
have a stroke there real quick. Cake Buck Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Yeah? Yeah. Have you seen the new Grinch film?
I have not.
Neither have I.
That's a great movie.
Yeah? Is it? Yeah. Have you seen one? It?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm really jealous.
It's not funny, too. You know, there's a little bit of comedy.
Just a little bit of comedy?
Yeah, a little bit of drama, you know.
Is Cindy Lou Who No More Than Two?
Yeah.
I cannot answer that question.
Okay.
Wow. Well, too many spoilers. You can't have that.
Yep. Well, moving on. We have the Match Gaming welcome.
No, that's
Gaming. They welcome the Golden Girls Gone Wild live.
Wow. Okay. Golden Girls really need the money nowadays, don't they?
Yep. Golden Girls got game.
Yep.
No, game. There's a Y in there.
Game.
Game. The Rocket is December 1st from 10:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. is at the Greer Cabaret Theater, 655 Penn Ave. It's in Pittsburgh. The website is trustarts.org, like as mentioned previously. Rocket Productions presents the Match Gaming, a live-action game show featuring the Golden Girls Gone Wild. Joining host Joe King in all drag queen cast as your favorite Shady Ladies from Shady Pines as we play the classical fill in the blank game show with a gender-bending twist. Contestants chosen from the audience will be playing for real prizes.
What are the real prizes? Take your guesses, everyone.
Box of scratch-off tickets.
Quality. Good prize.
Always.
Yeah.
I'm going to say concert tickets because it involves the Golden Girls.
The Golden Girls was a TV show. Why would it be a concert?
About old women. I don't think they could even dance.
Yeah. Hey, man, Betty White's still kicking.
That is true. Not only figuratively, but literally, she's dangerous.
Yep.
She busts down walls 24/7.
Yeah.
Aim for the white in her eyes.
Yeah. Yep. The Golden Girls is definitely a TV show, but do you want to hear some more information on them or no?
No. What? Why did we just backtrack? Ryan, I'm still at. What is the prize? What are you going to win from the Golden Girls? You going for signed autographs, signed bras?
Betty White herself. whoa.
Betty White herself. Wow, that would be a good prize.
Yeah,
I would love that. Whoa,
keep in mind, it is the Golden Girls, so it's probably not like bras.
Yeah.
And underwear. It's probably like
a I'm just talking bras.
Most likely going to be a girdle.
Girdle? You're right.
I'll go for an autograph.
Autograph?
Yeah.
Of which character?
Betty White.
Okay. I mean, that's an obvious answer. Plus, I don't know any other cast, so.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, I don't think that those autographs would go so well, though. You know?
No.
Yeah.
Especially for me, of my African descent, going to a concert and somebody just, writing white on me.
that would come off weird, yeah. Yeah.
I think we're past those times.
Yep.
Yeah, we have to... Yeah. I was trying to come up with another joke, but I got nothing.
Yep. Moving on. We got the Cowboys and the Frenchmen.
All right, here's you can have a French accent.
Yep. It's December 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Alphabet City, 40 West North Drive, Pittsburgh, PA 15222. The website is alphabetcity.org. So you can go learn about this event there as well. Cowboys and Frenchmen is a new take on instrumentation, composition, and orchestration for the jazz quintet.
What happened to the French accent? That's what I asked for.
All right, here. The Cowboys and the Frenchmen.
There we go.
Is a new take on instrumentation and composition and orchestration for the jazz quintet. The band makes a glorious sound, more like a larger ensemble at times, providing intriguing, innovative, and subliminal music. Mike Gates, you could vibe the front lines of two alto saxophones as a vehicle for reimagining the role of horns in a small group setting, charging new territory by exploring individuality within the same timbre.
I don't know about them Frenchmen, but us cowboys, we don't really do much with the quintets. Like, we like to grow out our beards.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And anybody who usually walks in the barbershop gets shot, so...
Oh, well, so
wow.
It's just a downfall of living in the South, I guess.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
Charles, what's your best French accent?
My best French accent? I got That's all I got.
Wow. Okay.
I can do the cows.
Oh, anyways.
It's going to sound more like, not Smoke the Bear. Which bear?
Yogi.
Yogi the Bear. Like, yep. I was in a big enough basket.
Yep. I'm going to take a guess here. Judging by the title, Cowboys and Frenchmen, I'm gonna say this is a French Western type of music.
Yeah, French Western?
Yeah.
So what would a French Western be like? Like, what are we talking? Like, I know we said quartet jazz or quintet, but yeah. Like, we get some banjo in there?
Some Golden Girls.
Golden Girls.
Yeah.
Some Golden Girls. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
These two events are merging together now. Okay.
Yep. Going on the French, on the wild Western French. I know that was very bad, but.
That was actually pretty decent lyrics. I'm kind of impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not going to lie.
Yeah, like, I enjoyed that so much. It actually brought a British man into the studio. So.
Oh, yeah. Wow. That's good. We have now we have cultural taste as well.
Yeah.
It's just a mixing bowl in here.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Yep.
See, what I'm more curious about, though, before you continue, Alphabet City, like, what's that going to look like? Like, each building made out of each letter, or is, like, whole building out of H's, whole building out of A's? Or are we talking just, like, you know, A's and the whole alphabet buildings?
You think that if they were all built, like, in the shape of letters, like, the L building would just be mocked for looking like an actual building?
Probably. Yeah. you loser.
Unfortunately, it is not buildings with letters. Not A through Z on there, but actually it's just a regular old building that has just the words Alphabet City written across the top of the entrance.
You just crushed my dreams.
It's very disappointing.
No.
Yeah, that is. It's very disappointing.
Even Kappa has more zazz than that.
Yeah, it's very bland.
Also, now, why did they spell timber without an E?
I don't know.
Timbre.
Yeah, timber.
Ready
to jazz up the holidays?
Yep.
Is that what you're doing? Yeah. All right. We're going to talk about December 3rd, 2018, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. August Wilson Center, 980 Liberty Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15222s. Yeah, that event website is going to be jazzuptheholidays.bpt.me. That threw me. Filmlinks is proud to present Jazz Up the Holidays. This event held at the August Wilson Center features Billboard charting artist Lisa Ferrero and I'm doing the French thing now. And seven-piece band. Put on your favorite festive outfit, bring your family and friends, and let this event get you in the holiday spirit. Tickets available at jazzuptheholidays.bpt.me. Really weird website again. Proceeds benefit Family Links, a nonprofit organization committed to building healthy communities by strengthening individuals and families through the provisions of comprehensive quality services. To learn more, visit familylinks.org.
Yep. So basically, just go in there, lighten up the holidays.
Lighten up the holidays. No, jazz up the holidays.
Yeah, jazz up. Make
it. Even read.
Just set fire to the tree. Just.
Whoa, no.
Just bring your family.
Actually, the
you're like burning a tree in this.
Speaking of Christmas trees,
I guess it'll keep you warm.
Yep. Just a family that doesn't celebrate Christmas.
Yep. So
they decorate the tree and make it all look nice, and they're like, "All right, Timmy, would you do the honors?"
No. It's actually just an accident. It's an accident. It's a Jewish family.
Oh,
they bring their menorah, and just all goes wrong from there.
Okay. Instead of seven candles, it's seven trees.
Yeah. Seven trees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's a lot of trees to burn, but
it's like a chain reaction.
Train wreck, yeah, okay.
Maybe they should make a movie out of that.
Yeah.
About Seven Trees of Christmas?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay.
On the seventh day of Christmas,
we drew our gate to me.
It's seven trees.
Yep. It's like, well, thanks, Barbara.
Yep. Speaking of tree decorating, a little bit of RMU news. Remember last year when we had that tree at the gazebo being decorated?
Sure.
That's happening again tonight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, 5-7 at the gazebo.
See, there we go. And there's some stuff that's not even scripted. Good job, Ryan. You're, like, informed and stuff.
No, I just saw it on it was posted on my Facebook yesterday.
Okay, never mind
then. Just bring in their menorah.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to start the ceremonial tree burning this year, actually.
Yep.
It's going to be a new tradition.
It's going to be great.
I agree, yes. Yep. Speaking of the holidays, let's talk about St. Nick's Soiree Holiday Party, December 6th as well, from 6 to 11 p.m., so you can go and you can burn your trees and jazz up the holiday, and 3 days later, celebrate St. Nick at Hotel Monaco, 620 William Penn Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA 15219, not triple twos.
Hold on. You said avenue. It's William Penn Place.
Right, I'm sorry. Thank you for being the correctional officer of my life.
Yeah, the correct term for a area of which you go is a place.
I'm sorry.
Not an avenue.
I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, get burned, Charles.
Avenue to learning better vernacular.
Yeah, give me Norwood.
I don't want to take seven.
No!
For the fourth year in a row, the Emerging Leaders Council of Catholic Charities celebrates the kickoff event for the holiday season with the mission of raising funds for those in need. Serve through Catholic Charity Service. For tickets and more information, visit the site below, which that site I didn't read off. So while you're sitting there listening to this, you can go ccpgh.e. join me.org/joininme.
What is going on with these websites?
Yeah, you know, it's just like a little Dragon Ball Z, you know, you gotta fusion hot. Anyways, my events /2018 Saint Nick's Soiree /Tabid / a lot of numbers that you don't need to know. Just look up the thing in Google.
Yeah.
Why do you put the websites, man?
Yeah.
I just copy and paste it here.
Just look it up.
Yeah. I mean, like, you have the event name? Like,
yeah.
Just make sure it's not from
my busy.
I'm busy listening to
me. I have people who are waiting to join in me.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
The more of you that are in you, the powerfuler you are.
For the annual tree burning.
Yep.
There we go.
Now, we these guys obviously say differently, but I don't recommend burning trees.
Why? How else are you going to stay warm?
It's
heaters? What about whenever the electric goes out, man?
Not don't burn. If you just plant all trees, then it's fine. But not Christmas trees, man.
Yeah,
not Christmas. What, are they too sacred?
No, just there are two rules in life.
Yeah,
don't burn trees.
Uh-huh.
And don't buy drugs because they're super expensive.
Oh, the trees and the drugs are like.
And plus, drugs will pretty much ruin your health. So
yep, they're
debatable. There's a lot of drugs that improve your health.
They may or may not ruin your health depending on how you use them.
Yeah, I can say right now that I am high on life.
That's right.
Yep. Okay, that's not exactly a drug, but
hey man, life's a drug, right?
I also have a concussion. That may be a reason why.
Yeah, well, that's I don't know. Okay.
All right.
Just gonna let you think that you're somewhere else right now.
Well, anyways, moving on, we actually got something pretty cute actually. It's for those of you who like bears, you can go sing about panda bears.
In 3D.
Yeah, in 3D.
In 3D.
Right.
What?
Wow.
Panda bears in 3D?
Right. Not 2D bears like you usually see. 3D.
You
could probably reach out and touch them.
Yep.
I can genuinely say that I never look at a picture of a panda. And the only time I ever see a panda is at the zoo or something like that.
I've never seen a panda in real life.
No?
Ever.
No.
Okay.
Besides pictures online, I've never seen a panda in my life. Actually, that's actually a false statement. I remember going to Disney Yeah, Disney Animal Kingdom in Florida.
Okay.
Yeah, and there was a. I believe there was a panda on the safari trip.
Okay. Safari?
Safari trip. Isn't that like lions? And
yeah, I was going to say, pandas are usually like an Asian forest.
Gazelle.
Florida, the safari state.
With pandas roaming free.
The interesting thing about like Florida and Texas?
Yeah.
The more north you go, the more south you get.
What?
Just think about it. The more north you go, the more south it gets.
The more north you go, the more south you get.
I don't get it.
Yeah, no, like southern culture.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, Florida, Texas, you got, like...
Oh, I get it. Yeah. No. So, if like, the more you go north, the more you'll find southern people up there.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, Florida, that's like Miami and everything like that. Yeah.
You're right.
Now, what if you go down south, but you'll find more north, you go more north?
That's wait, false.
That's not going to happen.
Am I going? Wait, if I go south, how do I go more north?
Exactly.
Wait, after I pass the southern part, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. And then after, you know, the equator and everything, they're just going to a loop anyway. Yeah. So really, you're just going south the whole time or north.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
Then you're going to find pandas along the way, apparently.
Yep. This event is December 7th from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Carnegie Science Center. We already told you the address, so we don't need to tell you again.
1 Allegheny Avenue.
Thank you, Charles. Yeah, CarnegieScienceCenter.org. That's where the panels will be at. That's the website. That's not where the panels will be at.
They're going to be there on the website.
Yeah, don't come for pandas.
Brace yourself for the cuteness overload. Pandas, a breathtaking documentary adventure, an amazing experience for the whole family. Narrated by Kristen Bell. She also contributed to Frozen. I haven't seen Frozen yet, but I hear it's a very good movie.
You're wrong. How have you not seen Frozen yet?
I know. It's been out for like 4 or 5 years now.
Yeah.
Wait. So it's like the panda. I can meet Betty White at the pandas thing, right?
I should probably be there. I mean, she's in town, so.
Okay, true. Yeah.
Who doesn't like pandas?
Yep. Kristen also, like I said, Frozen, she also contributed to the TV's The Good Place. And it's coming to the Rango's Giant Cinema.
Ooh.
So the Giant Cinema, yes?
The Rango's Giant Cinema.
Oh, just Rango's,
the Rango's Giant Cinema.
Yeah.
Again, I've been saying it for a long time. If you haven't seen movies in a large screen, go see it at the Giant Cinema because it's larger than a large screen. It's giant.
Yeah, it's giant. Yep. And shame on whoever would discriminate Rango for his theater is huge.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. That's how you can judge a person is by the size of their theater, I guess.
Yeah. It is what you would call a view.
Oh, yeah. All right, picking what you're throwing down there.
And actually, going back to or moving on to our next event, and actually our last one that I have listed here, is the Polar Express 3D. I imagine all of you guys have seen the Polar Express movie, correct?
No, it's still in the DVD case in the cellophane in my house.
I've seen the Polar Express, but like, people don't take into consideration how like the kids in the movie do look a little creepy.
They do. That whole animation style looks creepy.
Yeah, it's really like, it's a great movie.
Yeah.
But I swear, if I saw that kid coming close to my face in 3D, I'd just like swinging at the air.
You just smack him for just because he looks weird.
I'd just have a heart attack.
It's true. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Not swinging because you look weird. I'm swinging because you scared me.
Yep.
You pop out of the screen. I wasn't ready. Yeah. It's.
Anyways, the Polar Express is being shown in 3D, just like the Panda movie.
At the Rango's Giant Cinema.
Yep.
Here we go.
Yep. December 7th through the 9th, so you have multiple days to look at it. Excuse me. From 3 to 7 p.m. at the Rango's Giant Cinema, like you said, which is the Carnegie Science Center.
One on Green Avenue.
Yep.
Again, nobody pays attention, really. When we're talking, nobody does.
Yep. Journey behind your imagination this holiday season at the Rango's Giant Cinema as they present the Polar Express 3D. Based on the beloved children's book by Chris Van Allsburg.
Never knew it was a book.
Neither did I. The Polar Express 3D tells the tale of a young boy who doubts the existence of Santa Claus. Late on Christmas Eve, the boy takes an extraordinary train ride to the North Pole, embarking on a journey of self-discovery that shows him that the wonder of life never fades for those who just believe.
Well, that's a lot deeper than I remember.
Just imagine that whole movie, but like the kid's like super sassy. He's like, "Oh my god, this is a train wreck." Santa Claus.
Oh god!
No.
After the first pun, I just couldn't. No. I would just be gone.
Yep.
Not just creepy kids.
Well, this rings a bell.
Yep. I'm probably gonna end up watching the Polar Express sometime during winter break, which is actually just a couple weeks away.
During, is it going to be 3D, or are you going to watch it like a basic person in 2D?
That's still to be determined.
To be determined. Man, you got to see it in 3D.
You know those marathons on TV. You play like 10 times a day, so.
Can't really miss anyway.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we are nearing the end of our time, but actually.
Oh, we are? Wow.
Yeah, it's 4:28.
What time are we out of here?
4:30.
Yeah. Nope. It's only half hour.
Time flies.
Yeah. But actually, just a little note. Next week is actually the last show of the semester.
Ryan, why? You have to remind me of these sad things. I'm going to go home and not be able to talk to
you. It's so sad.
Oh, my God. I didn't react that badly. Jeez.
But anyways.
I get it. I'm important to you, but jeez.
Yep. But anyway, next week, Charles and I will be announcing our time for next semester, which is actually going to be Charles's last semester on this show because he is graduating in the spring, which is Charles, don't leave me.
You can find someone else.
Yeah, I know. Next semester, I will be holding auditions for a new Charles.
That would be awesome. Each week have somebody new in for an audition. That'd be great.
Yeah,
but Charles, nobody can replace your fiery spirit and hair.
We're gonna try. You know.
Yep.
It's still gonna be dubbed Ryan and Charles, though. Pittsburgh's newest.
Yeah. But
appreciate it. Makes me feel all tickly.
Next semester, I will be holding auditions, but details about that will be held at a later time. So
I really want to treat this like a huge casting. This is gonna be great. I'm gonna put up flyers.
You better be cool. You better be special, because if you're not, you're not worth this show. Okay. All right.
Okay.
So you better bring your A game, because we're here and we're serious. Okay.
This is the sassy Polar Express kid again.
Yep.
Okay. Does this ring any bells to you?
Yep. And we actually have to wrap up here, but thank you to our guests here for coming on. And thank you to Charles's Hair for being our sponsor this week.
Anytime.
Yep. We will be back on next week for the final time this semester. And with that, we will sign off here.
Toodaloo.